Regular Guy Show with Larry Wax, Eric Von Hessler, and Southside Steve Rickman.
All right, that was all some of the highlights, some of the fun we had yesterday at Fuddruckers. Thanks to those people at the Fuddruckers Gwinnett Place Mall for all their hospitality. It was a great event. Lots of place was packed. People really did start lining up early. The place was half full by the time I got there, and I got there kind of early. And then it's just a good time. And, oh, you know what? Good news. Southside Steve Smelling Bee starting right now. And my Fuddruckers milkshake is just starting to kick in the nick of time. Oh. Hallelujah.
You know, I blame Miss Croft and Miss McQueen. Had they told me in fourth grade spelling would be so important to me about scents and smells.
And I pay attention.
I might have paid attention.
Yeah.
A little more.
All right, well, it's time at 404-741-ROCK to play the Southside Steve Smelling Bee. What we do is give Steve words to spell, and the caller has to determine whether they think he can spell it. If they're correct, they get the prize. If they are wrong, they don't get the prize. And if Steve misspells the word for under any circumstance, he has to smell something awful. Now, in addition to my Fuddruckers milkshake that he'll have to sniff, if he so chooses, what else do we have? What other smells today, Tim Andrews?
We have pig brains.
We have pig brains in pink milk.
Where in the hell did you get pig brains?
That's courtesy of your Kroger.
They have that in a can or
Piggly Wiggly.
Let me hold it up to the camera here.
Let me see it.
It's Rose Brand pork brains and Rose Brand.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah.
They are really good.
They have good pig's feet as well.
You can trust Rose.
They sell this at Piggly Wiggly?
Oh, sure.
That makes sense. It's about pig. It's a whole store of Piggly stuff.
Dude, I'm getting a whole throat taste in my mouth just hearing about it.
And we have Seabass's Bag O' Bukkake.
That's sick.
Seabass is a cinematographer in his part-time ventures for a local pornographer.
Just a little group film over the weekend.
Put it down.
No, come on,
Seabass.
The bag's in there. I don't want to touch the bag.
The air in there is lethal. It has
stank.
It looks like the floating bag from American Beauty.
I mean, it's the air from a husband's wife who wasn't attractive with 12 guys in a cheap hotel room doing bad things.
She was attractive. That's a cheap shot, Steve. Maybe she's a slut, but she's attractive.
When you saw her mouth was full, she was eating.
So there's there on regularguys.com on the camera, you can see the bag of air from the porn set that Steve may have to smell. In addition to the pork brains, which is, oddly, when you think about it, pork brains are piggly and they're wiggly.
Yes.
So very, very appropriate
and
word.
And the can's dented, too, so I hope y'all got a discount.
What other smells do we have today?
Well, if all else fails and you can't work up a butt duster, then I have my shoes, my earwax, anything you want on my
headphones.
Body. My headphones are pretty rank.
Yeah.
Tim Andrews spilled an ashtray on them over the Christmas break.
And they still smell.
I ran out of Zorbex.
So those are just some of the smells that we have for you today, Steve. Let's get to our first contestant. Would you like a young lady or a young man?
I like ladies. I mean, I like dudes, don't get me wrong, but let's start with chicks.
909.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's what Sam said.
Guy on guy I can handle.
Hi, this is Rachel in Loganville, Petitong.
Hey.
What's happening, sweet Petunia?
Just driving to work.
Driving?
Yeah.
Crying?
No. Just a long drive to work today.
Why? What's why? Where you have a client doing an out call in Loganville or something? What's
No, I drive to Buckhead.
You're driving a Buckhead? You had a client in Buckhead.
That's good money.
Yeah, how much is he paying?
A-plus commission.
Nice. Mm. All right, here we go. See, this is proof. Craigslist does work. It really does.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here's the word, and you're going to determine, young Rachel, if he can spell it or not.
Okay.
All right, keep in mind, I do have a quick spell, and as my lifeline, because I'm going to back off Chris over here. I don't want to mess with him. I'm going to go with George Stein, who I trust with my life.
Okay, the word is...
Yes.
The word is troglodyte. Do you think Steve can spell it or not?
Troglodyte.
What is it?
Troglodyte.
I don't even know what that means.
Do
what?
I
don't know.
What is a troglodyte? Seabass, you're in Mensa. You know about these things. Seabass is the producer of Southside Steve.
If you've ever been to a Mensa meeting, you'd see a few.
Indeed. Yep. Well, they are like little crustaceans from the Paleozoolithic area.
I'll say no on that one.
All right, where's that area?
So troglodyte, it doesn't matter if you know what it means, Rachel. Do you think Steve can spell it?
I can't even spell it, so no.
No, you're saying no. Okay, so if Steve misspells it, not only will you win the prize of Dave Matthews or Nickelback tickets, but Steve will have to smell one of our fine smells that we've set aside for him, okay?
I really want Dave Matthews tickets really bad.
All right, well, let's see what happens. Hold on.
They're on sale.
Keep in mind, I'm torn here because I always want to take care of the listener. I want them to go to these events.
Especially when their name is Rachel and they're 18.
Yeah, Rachel and they're 18 and they're driving here. But also, I don't want to smell any of the junk in this room.
That's the beauty of the game.
I've written out what I...
Don't hate the player.
Yeah, hate the spell. George, I'm just going to look at your facial expression. What do you think?
What are you, mind melding?
Because I don't want to just ask you outright, because then you might hold me to it.
Do you want to use George as a lifeline?
You can help me?
Yeah, I'm not certain, but I'm pretty
Do you want to commit to George?
I am thinking about it.
Well, we don't have all day.
I know we don't, but I'm looking at George because I don't want to use him up if he's not sure.
Damn.
He's
9/11.
He thinks he can help you.
All right, George, let's go for it. I will use George Stein. I've got Trog, T-R-O-G. I felt pretty good about that.
You sure?
I did.
You're right about that so far.
And then Dite, I got like a kind of a T-I-T-E thing going at the end. What do you got in the middle? What do you got?
George, what's your spelling of troglodyte?
You can come up here and write it up with my...
You can just say it. You can just say it. Say it.
What, my spelling? Well, I have...
You got trog.
T-R-O-G.
Love.
L-O.
And then D.
D-Y-T-E. That's my spelling.
All right, that's George's spelling. Is it going to be your spelling? Yes or no?
Yes, it will be. I will use George Stein's spelling because he wrote a really thick book.
R-T-Z-R.
T-R-O-G-L-O-D-Y-T-E.
Dash.
And that is correct, Southside Steve.
George Stein!
Woo! God bless.
Rachel, I'm sorry you did not win a prize. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Rachel.
Oh.
You tickets?
No. No, see, you lost. You know what that means when you lose. What do you get when you lose? Like, you go to the fair.
And you smell something. Consolation prize?
No, when you go to the fair and you don't get any softballs in the hoop, what do you get? What does the barky give you?
Like a small, like, little, like, nothing.
Well, maybe because you have nice boobs and he wants to get
a little consolation prize, is what she's saying. She knows she didn't win the tickets, but
generally,
maybe
let's say a fat guy like Tim Andrews, smelling like cigarettes, he gave a carny a buck to throw some balls at a milk carton, and he missed. What do you think that carny would give Tim Andrews?
His phone
Absolutely
number.
Absolutely nothing.
That's right. Goodbye now.
You get nothing!
All right, this is Randy and McDonough.
Hello, how you doing there?
Good, Randy. Petit song to you, sir. Here's the word. Here's the word, and then you can see if you think Steve can spell it or not.
Okay.
The word is daiquiri, a fine fruity drink. Daiquiri. Now,
all the time you've spent in the bars.
You're about to open Southside Steve's bar.
But I'm a man, Larry, so I don't drink daiquiris. Occasionally I'll have one of those things with tequila in it, but no daiquiris.
I believe he can't spell it there.
You don't believe
it. Oh, dude, I like the accent.
You don't. He can't spell it. All right, Steve.
Come on, Steve. Mm. Help me out there.
I know you want to go to the concert. I hear you. Neck. You. Is there an I before that? Rary.
Thank you, Rary.
D A.
Mm-hmm.
I Q.
Uh huh.
You.
Yes.
I.
Yes.
R.
Uh-huh.
I.
No
yes!
way.
Two in a row. Whoa! That is incredible.
Yeah, come on.
That has never happened.
How do you like it?
Randy, you get nothing.
Mm. All right, if you get three in a row.
Mm. Oh, this could be great.
I got a quick spell.
No smells.
I got a quick spell coming.
Okay. Let's go with... Mark in Roswell.
Good morning, Petit Tong.
Petit Tong to you, sir, in the kingdom of Roswell.
Daiquiri.
The word is onomatopoeia.
No. 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 Just, come on.
And you're out of luck.
Search your heart, man.
Sound it out.
I'm going to see Nickelback.
Sound it out. So you don't think he can spell it?
Steve, you know, I love you. But,
I know.
I don't think you're going to spell that one.
Which concert are you wanting to go to?
Nickelback.
Okay, if you don't have a friend, take me. I'm wanting tickets, too.
Okay.
All right. Anna?
Onomatopoeia. You have no more lifelines left. You blew it on George before.
He's got the quick spell.
9:15.
I do have the quick spell, so I'm going to try to get through as much as I can.
Okay, all right.
So you be ready. And hey, please be fair. Not yet. I didn't say go. On.
I just spelled it. I did.
That does not count. You're doing this trick stuff. When I say go, you do the quick spell. Don't, not yet. I'm trying to do it myself. I don't need you right now.
No, I officially, he has to request it. He hasn't requested it.
He always trying to cheat.
I'm giving it to him.
But he hasn't requested it.
He won't shut up. Have it come to you yet.
He has not requested it yet.
Onomatopoeia. P.
He plays for the Steelers, I believe.
Let me hear it again. Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
I got some white in me, too.
Onomatopoeia.
Eric,
I'd sit on my thumb.
No, I need a correct pronunciation. Is it a mata or onomata?
I've pronunciated it correctly five times now.
Sweet man.
Onomatopoeia.
Yeah, I need to go see the show. Let's not give him too many hints here. No, he's not giving me hints.
He's giving me a correct pronunciation.
I need to have a weekend.
Onomatopoeia.
It went right up in there. It's like almost into the bone.
Onomatopoeia. P.
I'd like a lot of cash.
All right, Larry, I want, at this time, I would like a quick spell.
You want a quick spell?
Yes.
Why do you want a quick spell? Let's see what you have so far.
Don't talk while I'm talking. On.
Oh.
O.
See.
O.
All right, ready for the quick spell?
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Turn the music up.
No! Hold on, you're changing the word. Eric, step in here. No! And no! Eric, step in for fairness.
Spell the damn word.
Spell the word. Dude!
Eric, step in for freshness. Onomatopoeia.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. You got your quick spell. I gave it a million times. No more. Give me your spelling.
On.
Yeah.
Please tell me that's a damn O.
O-N.
Yes.
On. On. Anamon. Anna. A-N.
Anamina.
O-N-A. O-N-A.
O-N-A.
No, you misspelled it.
M-O-N.
No.
D-T-I.
Just stop.
Make
just
smell
stop.
The pig brains. Mark and Roswell, you are a winner, sir.
Thank you very much.
Your lack of faith has paid off in Nickelback tickets.
You got some Saving Abel, too, because we're just always going Nickelback. Saving Abel's going to be there.
One crappy band at a time.
Seether's going to be there. No, this is a great concert.
Seether, oh my God. Ooh.
Seether. Oh,
smell the pigs.
You don't like Seether?
All right, here's the, open up the pork brains. And you'll sniff that. It's in milk gravy, too, by the way.
I know. Milk gravy's my favorite.
Extra added bonus. They pour a bunch of milk on it and call it gravy.
Who in the hell eats this?
Well, somebody does. Or they wouldn't make it. We're not a communistic society yet. There's no
quota. Sure. Other people have different tastes. There's no accounting for it.
I would also like some tripe.
All right. Regularguys.com. The camera is capturing every moment. Seabass chronicling.
It's kind of got a Vienna sausage, like, it's from the Vienna sausage family.
Yeah.
Just the same smell.
Arnold from Green Acres is in that can.
Oh, I can smell
that's the brain of a pig.
Get in there.
Get in there.
I can handle this.
I think he likes it.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cross between deviled ham and Vienna sausage.
Get the bee bag.
Pop
the bag.
No, I smelled what I had to smell. I'm sorry that I like it.
Smell the bag
of... Oh, I love the pig brain.
Smell the bag of porno, Aaron. Oh. Quick. Pop it.
Ready?
Pop
it.
Oh, God! Damn! That came over here, Tim.
You were downwind.
That was poor producing. That was poor producing.
It blew on me.
You miscalculated on the pork brains, and you hit me with the porn
hair. Pork brains smelled the whole... It just smells like cat food.
919.
Seabass, y'all were in that room breathing that air.
Ugh. That's what Sam said.
God, it was like...
God.
At least Seabass was paid. Andrew's
like Sam's
a tourist.
It smells like worse than Vienna sausage.
It does.
It smells like Vienna sausage. Used
Vienna
sausage.
Perimeter sausage.
Perimeter sausage.
Oh.
All right, thank you, everybody, for the Southside Steve smelling bee. Oh, my God. We're going to fumigate, and when we return, I am sorry to our studio guests, including... Christian Finnegan is here, and he's appalled. He's leaving.
I think you have to go through the... Promote a comedy show.
Yeah, Christian, I apologize. This is such a low-level show business. You must hate yourself and your career at this point. He's going to be at the punchline. We'll talk to him next if he's still here. It's the Regular Guys on Rock 100.5.
The Regular Guys on Atlanta's Rock Station, Rock 100.5.
Want high-definition earnings and a high-def TV? Now at Flagstar, open a 12 to 17-month CD at 2.75 annual percentage yield and get a free HD TV. Minimum deposit of $35,000 required. See bank for details or visit Flagstar.com. Flagstar, member FDIC.
Planning a vacation to the mountains? Stop by American Mountain, a new outdoor apparel and gear shop located in the Vinings Jubilee Shopping Center in the heart of Vinings. Take advantage of our winter clearance event and save throughout the store up to 50% off selected items, including ski wear for the entire family. Come in today and mention Rock 100.5 and you'll also receive $20 off a purchase of $100 or more. American Mountain, where outdoor fashion meets boutique style. American Mountain on 4300 Paces Ferry Road, open 7 days a week.
Hey, this is Southside Steve, and I got to tell you, I've had a chance to interview a lot of people, but this isn't an interview. I'm talking to a member of my family and someone I've heard for years, Mike Geller from D. Geller & Son.
It's great, Steve, and I love having you on board.
It's cool, man.
It's perfect. The perfect fit. And D. Geller & Son is the perfect place to get the best value on diamonds and fine jewelry. It's been that way since 1939.
Well, now, why should they come here and nowhere else? I get that question all the time.
Because D. Geller & Son is Atlanta's original source for fine jewelry at low prices. You can go to Antwerp, you can go to South Africa, or you can pay the rent in a tall building. You're not going to beat my price, and I'll make sure that happens.
Yeah, come on.
D. Geller & Son, Smyrna, Kennesaw, and Duluth. Call 770-955-5995.
Affordable jewelry for everyone is at D. Geller & Son.
TNT Monday, the best night on television is back. It all starts with Kira Sedgwick in all new episodes of Cable's number one series, The Closer. Brenda can chase down criminals, but can she walk down the aisle?
Are you up for a little confession?
Then, if you like Brenda Lee Johnson, meet Mason and Connor. From the producers of The Closer and Nip Tuck comes the TNT series premiere of Trust Me. Connor and Mason are ad agency creative partners and best friends.
How long have we been together?
5 years.
7 years.
You're like my brother.
Not like my brother. He's a tool.
They'll sell everything but their friendship.
I can't afford it. It's like a $100,000
boat. No. It's like a $700 a month boat.
Trust Me. Starring Emmy winner Eric McCormick and Golden Globe nominee Tom Cavanaugh. A bold new TNT drama about trusting your gut, trusting your talent, and most of all, trusting your friends.
Are you looking at my wife's ass?
No.
TNT Monday. The Closer is all new, followed by the year's most anticipated series premiere. Trust Me. It all starts Monday at 9, only on TNT.
Hey, it's Wax. More Regular Guys in a minute. Hang in there. I gotta put a kid through college, please.
Fleetwood Mac is back. Fleetwood Mac Unleashed 2009 Tour. April 28th at Phillips Arena. Special offer for American Express card members only. Get your tickets now through Sunday, January 25th at 10 p.m. before the general public. Fleetwood Mac returns to the concert stage. April 28th at Phillips Arena. American Express card members only. Get your tickets now through Sunday, January 25th at 10 p.m. before the general public on Monday, January 26th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000. Fleetwood Mac, produced by Live Nation. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Through the years, Atlanta Motor Speedway has provided many of the historic moments in NASCAR racing.
There's the checkered flag.
Drivers and even the speedway have changed. But the things that have made them legendary, door-to-door racing, heart-pounding finishes, and fun-loving fans have remained. Plan now to experience the drama and excitement of the Speedway's 100th NASCAR Sprint Cup Race Celebration. The Cobalt Tools 500 Weekend, March 6th to the 8th. Friday, Georgia Power Qualifying Night. Saturday, the American Commercial Lines 200 Truck Series Race. And Sunday, America's best racers battle for their place in history. And the 100th Winner's Trophy in the Cobalt Tools 500. Tickets start at just $39. Call the Speedway Ticket Hotline at 877-9-AMS-TIX. Ticketmaster or visit AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com. Join the celebration. Reserve your Cobalt Tools 500 weekend seats today.
Now back to Larry, Eric, Southside Steve, and Tim Andrews.
Hold on!
The regular guys on Rock 100.5.
All right, we've cleared the room of all odor. George Stein, I want to thank George Stein for the Febreze assist. What a wonderful man. He can do it all. He can save drunks from jail, certain doom, and he can spray a room. He put the smell to the doom.
Yeah, in his briefcase?
George, yes, he carries Febreze.
Febreze?
Yes, I think he does.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Appearing at the Punchline this weekend, he's here with us. He's consented to come back because he was going to quit in a huff because it smelled like huffing in here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. You've seen him on the Keith Olbermann show from time to time.
Yes, that's true.
Frequent contributor. And although I don't like Keith Olbermann, I would say he's developed quite a niche, quite a following.
Mm-hmm.
And all these whiny liberals who say, well, we can't compete in talk radio. Well, yes, you can, because you got to do it right. Christian Finnegan is here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Olbermann is actually, he's kind of like the left's O'Reilly.
He's a jerk.
Well, he should be the left's O'Reilly if O'Reilly could formulate a sentence
right.
And
O'Reilly can't formulate
rigor.
Yeah.